Welcome to the 21st episode of the Broken Pictures podcast / YouTube show, where we discuss the top three things in pop culture that you may have missed this week. There could potentially be spoilers for your favorite TV shows, movies, comics, and or video games. You've been warned. And this is
the FOMO Show.
This is Dylan.
And I'm Lydia.
This is Quinn. And I've made the grave mistake of shaving my beard.
Man, it's nice to have a luxurious beard.
Wow.
Okay. Sorry. How's the bottom side of that bus feel?
Wow.
So, once again, we'd like to say thanks for joining us by YouTube or podcast.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
What?
The bottom side of that bus?
You have to remember the bus.
Because, yeah.
Okay. Not funny, but I get it.
Thanks for the interruption.
No problem.
Hello to all of our new watchers and or listeners in the States and internationally. A special thank you to those who are returning. And if you want to keep the conversation going or support the show, you can, of course, comment below. Or you can find all that info in the episode notes or on the website at www.broken.picturesno.com. And also, you can leave us a voice message or questions that we can play on the show. Go to www.anchor.fm/TheFOMOShow to talk to us. And YouTube viewers, please like and subscribe and hit the little bell icon to get notifications when we put out a new video. And podcast listeners, please leave us 5 stars in your podcast app. Thank you very much. And guess who's back? Back again. Lydia's back. Tell a friend.
She's back from a wedding in Vegas.
Woo-woo.
Her best friend's wedding.
Bah.
Congratulations, Colin and Allie.
Whee!
Congrats.
Yay.
We're so excited.
And happy birthday, Maeve. Her birthday was the other day.
Happy birthday, Maeve.
Yay.
Yay.
So, spoiler alert. If you don't know, we're going to get spoilery, just so you know. Just get used to it. We're
going to talk about spoilers. Stuff.
We're not going to do it on purpose, but, you know, hey.
Oh, no, we definitely are. Don't even tell them.
If it comes up, it comes up. I'm sorry.
That's what he said.
Ho! Oh. Wow.
Well, you said it.
So.
Merit seconds.
So, what are you guys into this week? What are you watching in? Watching in? What are you watching?
I'm watching in this the Friends in.
What?
Friends?
I've been watching Friends.
Oh. Yeah, comment below. Let us know what you're into this week. Lydia, of course, is always into Friends and or The Office and or Parks and Rec.
Yeah, pretty much rotate. I think I'm going to try and hit the Golden Girls again because, first of all, they didn't get hurt the first time. Because I said I'm going to hit it again.
Lydia came back with a vengeance.
She sure did. So,
speaking of Golden Girls, I just wanted to mention, I sent Lydia a link. They have Golden Girls action figures now.
Why?
If you'd love to send them, if you'd like to send us one or all of them, that would be great. I'll be sure to put them on the shelf right behind Lydia there.
I already have a Sophia Pez dispenser. I just need her matching gals. What'd you say?
Action figures.
Action figures.
Yep. Sophia cannot be alone.
Also, what did we watch that I was like, oh my gosh, that was Blanche?
Oh,
we watched something
like a young Blanche.
And I was like, that was just like Blanche. But in other things that we were watching, we watched John Wick. And
I finally got her to watch it. That was week before last. Your weeks are running together. I talked about that last week. But you can talk about if you liked it or not.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, because I didn't know if you liked it because you were kind of quiet, you know, I guess processing. But then my aunt commented on Facebook, was like, hey, did you like it? And you said, yeah, you did.
Well, you know that you tagged it as the third one on Facebook.
No, well, actually, like if you tag it as one, they'll put the photo of the newest one up there.
Oh, well, a lot of people are, I went to work and Abigail was like, oh, you saw it, what'd you think? And I was like, no, it was the first one because I hadn't seen it before.
People don't read the fine print and it says John Wick, not John Wick 3. But of course they put the promo for the newest one.
I'm rolling my eyes.
That's on Facebook, not on me.
Anyway, I thought it was good. Yeah, my weeks are running together. My best friend got married in Vegas and I drove. So I don't know what year it is. And yeah, exactly. That's my life right now. But we watched John Wick the week before last, Friends, and then whatever that Young Blanche was in.
What did we do for pizza movie night this week?
We watched it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because I left on Thursday.
Oh, Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, oh, that's who it was. It was Charlotte from Princess and the Frog. Yeah, I was like, that's a Young Blanche. She was like,
yeah,
the prettier white than a magnolia in May. And I was like, yep, that's Blanche. That's what funny. It was.
That's a classic.
I'd never seen it before.
Yeah, ooh, I saw it when it first came out.
Loved it.
Yeah,
it new really favorite.
It's not when it first came out, too.
Yeah. Them boys, Shaq. Poor Raymond.
And just a little comment. I call my stepdad Pookie. Yeah, so like it was either Mr. Danny, Dad, or Pookie growing up. And so I opted for Pookie.
Not Mr. Dad.
Not Mr. Dad.
Gumball.
Mr. Danny. And so when they shouted out Pookie on there, I was like, oh my gosh, I freaked out because that has just, my stepdad's a coon ass. So, like, it was just super appropriate. I thought it was so funny. But
yeah, it was pretty funny.
Also, anybody who knows my dad, don't tell him I said that.
Okay. Don't call him that either.
Yeah.
He's short, but he's stout.
What does that have to do with anything?
Just knock you out.
Oh, well, he's a nice guy. He won't do that. But yeah, I was just he's pretty antisocial, so he doesn't like his name being thrown out there. So.
Oh. Because now it's in the system.
Yeah.
It's in the Matrix.
The FBI's got him now. Mm. Ah. Not for anything bad. I just meant like...
just in
the how you system. Know you got Big Brother mm-hmm. is what I mean. He yeah. ain't no fugitive or nothing.
Okay. That was a huge bunny trail.
Oh, it's my turn now?
Yeah.
Okay. I started Schitt's Creek.
I love Schitt's Creek.
So last week we did the MTV Awards and it won. The actor won like
yeah.
best comedic actor.
What's his name? Like Quentin Levi. Oh, that's my brother's name. Why did I say that?
Now he's in the system.
Darn it.
But yeah, it's so far it's pretty funny. It's entertaining. The guy, I can never remember his name. The dad of that show. Like,
but I wasn't far off. It's Dan Levi.
Okay. Yeah, Daniel Levi, that's his name.
Yeah. Yeah, the actor that won the MTV Award. Not the, yeah, the dad from American Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Rose.
Eugene Levi. Eugene
oh,
Levy.
Oh, I'm an idiot. That's their character names. I'm sorry.
No, Eugene Levy is his real name.
Eugene Levy.
Well, then is he related to Dan Levy?
He must be. There must be a son.
What the heck?
Is that his actual son? That's neat. Aww.
I'm dying.
It makes
died.
Me love the short more.
That's his son. Oh my gosh. Wait a second. Well, Sean Levy is the producer for Stranger Things. Is this all the same thing?
I don't know.
Do we have a, what was the thing called?
There sounds was another. Like a herd of elephants going.
Yeah, our children us. Are unsupervised right now. Yeah. God knows what's going on. What did you, what were you about to say?
I don't remember. But the other thing that I'm watching, so it premiered this past Saturday, Final Space, season 2, and yeah, it's equally.
I saw a clip of that, and I was like, that's what he's been talking about.
Yeah, equally, but now instead of it being on TBS, it's on Adult Swim, which is just Cartoon Network After Hours for adults, kind of. But yeah, it's
for teenagers that like inappropriate things, like to also, sneak watching inappropriate things.
Lydia's brain's exploding.
Did y'all know that Schitt's Creek was created by Eugene Levy and his son Daniel Levy? I have to say Levi.
That.
My brother's name is Levi. I can't.
Did not
and,
know that. Neat.
And his daughter Sarah Levy.
Wow,
who plays cool. She plays one of the other characters.
That's pretty cool.
So it's like they called it a family affair, which is kind of weird, but also funny.
It's not a weird family affair. It's like not the bad.
Affair. Right, I get it.
Okay.
But his brother produces it.
Oh.
Eugene Levy's brother produces it.
Who's his brother? Is it Sean Levy?
Fred Levy.
Fred.
Are we sure it's not Levi? I can't
do
this.
I'm sure. My whole life I've heard Eugene Levy.
Well, okay. It doesn't say anything about Sean Levy.
Okay. Not the same Levies.
Which is really, really weird.
What a quinky day.
Related.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on. I'm so sorry to distract.
That's no problem. I think that was it. I'm going to go home and watch Archer, and that's about it.
Oh, the new one looks really interesting.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah.
Like, since he's been in a coma since, like, season 7, they've just been having fun with it. Like, season 8 was them doing, like, a 1920s gangster one. The last season was, like, a old-timey Kong Island minus Kong in an indigenous island just dealing with all sorts of shenanigans during World War II. And then this one's in space. It's like Archer 1999, which I watched the interview for it, and they took like a lot of inspiration from like Space Odyssey 1999 or 2001. Thank you. And so
all years that have passed.
Pretty much.
And I still ain't got my flying car.
Right? I said once before, we passed the Jetsons like 16 years ago.
Little known fact, did you know the Jetsons live in the sky because they messed the Earth up and had to move into the sky?
Don't mess up my childhood.
Yeah, yep. I agree. Yeah, don't ruin it for everyone. You just killed all of the rest of the child that lived inside of me.
I thought
you
made it better. I'm sorry.
it's
a cautionary tale.
It would
tale.
Be better if it was Wally? No, Wally was so depressing. For those of us who are self-conscious about the world, I mean, self-aware about the world, not self-conscious.
Sorry.
It's okay, world.
Wally's. See, if you like Wally, you got issues.
Yeah,
Wally
was good, but it was sad.
Like, the second I was watching that whole movie, I was just like, what happened?
Yeah, it's not one that you watch to be happy about the world.
Everybody's fat? Everybody's fat.
It's a cautionary tale.
Exactly.
Your bone density is what now?
The cautionary tale is just like, don't do this.
It's a cautionary tale if the world is abiding by it, but we're not. We're not learning anything from it.
We just throw caution to the wind. We don't care.
Yeah, that makes it good. Everything's better. Wow, thanks. Appreciate it. You fixed it all.
Oh my gosh. Just because you say stop and somebody don't stop doesn't mean that the stop was not there.
Exhibit A, why Dylan could never be a rapper. That was terrible.
That wasn't true.
It sounded like it. Just because you say to stop doesn't mean they don't stop.
Collaborate and listen. I watched something else this week, but I can't even think of it right now.
Watched that science movie. The head movie where they came back as...
Oh, I watched Reanimator.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's like this old classic that I've never seen before, and that, man, was it weird. It was good weird. It was like so bad it's good type thing.
Aww. Yeah, he texted me while I was in Vegas so and told me what he was watching. I was like, oh, what it's about? And I saw the dots and I was like, well, I guess he done fell asleep. He not going to text me. 4 hours later, he sent me 4 paragraphs about this movie. I was like, all I had to do was look up IMDb. I would have been done already.
You didn't have my personality in it.
You're right. It's like stuck in the corner. Yeah.
Thank you. Didn't even let me wish on it.
It was nasty.
Right.
Okay. My sister came in town this weekend and we watched something else.
Yeah, they had a second movie night.
Oh.
Yeah, but I can't think of what it was.
Didn't matter.
Oh, well. I'll ding it below.
Ding.
Ding.
All right. Or above or wherever on the screen. I can fit it.
Are you talking about number one movie yet?
No. Quinn is always missing his cue at this point.
I usually do, but
you
know.
Said no.
That's not the number one movie. Oh my bad. What? I thought you were thinking top three. My bad. Go ahead. My bad.
Okay.
The number one movie for the week is Toy Story 4.
And finally, breaking that 2019 curse for summer movies. It's fresh, certifiably fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and audience score, it's also like 95%. Mm-hmm. So congrats, Toy Story. You did it.
It sat at 100% for a while for the critic score. But then I think it got like one or two bad reviews, which wasn't like that much.
Because somebody was like, I can't let this go on. No.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Exactly. And that's why we can't have nice things. But I mean, it's Men in Black was number one last week. This week, it's dropped below Aladdin. Like, that's how far it's fell. It's like 23%. It's so bad.
Aladdin already came out?
Aladdin did out for a couple weeks. Yeah, she's been out, so she must have missed that week.
Did you know, just quick little tidbit about Toy Story 4 coming out, it's brought the Andy written on the boot kind of thing back around, and people are actually tattooing their children's name on the bottom of their feet. That's a trend right now. Weird.
That hurts.
Literally. Weird. In all sense of the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now it's not Andy, it says something else. What's the new girl's name?
It's not Sophia.
If you hadn't asked.
Yeah. It's not Sophia.
That's what I was thinking, Sophia, but it's not. I don't think that's it.
Sophie?
Sophie, maybe?
No. It starts with like a B.
Sonia? Beatrice?
Red Sonia?
Bartholomew?
Oh, man. Now we got to keep talking until.
Beyonce.
Bonnie. Hola, right?
I was close.
Okay. I said it started with a B. Y'all over here like Sonia.
Beyonce. I was really.
Bonnie. Y'all said Sophia. Sophie, y'all said everything but Bonnie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, new releases this week are going to come up on your screen, as well as what is coming out on disc and digital. So, now.
Now it's time for the top three things in pop culture and entertainment for this week. Number one is WWE. So,
what are you doing?
What? Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Sorry, I've been holding that one. When I wrote WWE, on there, I was like, whoa, what are you doing? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to mark you as a negative zero. You can't talk again for another 30 seconds.
So WWE is back in the news after this past Sunday. The pay-per-view, not a fan of this name, Stomping Grounds, was probably one of their worst pay-per-views in recent memory. Only because there's a lot of contributing factors. The main thing, though, that was in the news about their past pay-per-views, they gave away, they had a total of about 15,000 people that were there. 4,000 of those people did not pay for those tickets. They found people and gave those tickets away just to fill seats, and even still, they weren't anywhere near being sold out. And one of like the contributing factors is people are kind of tired of WWE, just like the content they've been putting out on not all their platforms, but the ones that come out on weekly TV and the stuff they have for the pay-per-views besides like WrestleMania and maybe one of the other big four has been pretty lackluster. And they
put it on after Modern Family. Like, what demographic are you trying to hold on to? That's complete opposite demographics, though. You've got liberal, I mean, regular people watching Modern Family.
Oh, Modern Family. I was thinking Family Guy. I was like, that's the same demographic.
No. Modern Family. And then okay. You're switching over. You've either got the people who call it wrestling or the other group of people who are just watching it to watch it.
I don't know. Wrestling has gotten huge again.
Wrestling.
It is wrestling, but wrestling's not what wrestling used to be. Now it's family-oriented wrestling.
Is it really?
No. It's PG, so that's might as well what it be.
That's weird, family-oriented TV.
How did it go PG? Like, so, it used to be so raunchy.
Yeah, but back in 2010, for some reason, they started gearing it more towards it being more family oriented, like more for children. Like, it's not the fact that John Cena probably helped with it, but he definitely played a part into it because, you know, he's Mr. Make-A-Wish. Like, hundreds of kids a year, like, say, I want to meet John Cena. And so he goes and does his thing and meets the kids.
Hasn't he fulfilled more wishes far and away more than anybody
else?
And I wonder if that's why they call him Mr. Make-A-Wish.
I'm just saying. Wow. Under the bus.
But other than that, like, in Mave, like, they don't cuss that often anymore. Like, the whole anybody bleeding thing, no, you can't do that anymore at all. Like, the things that were like Mick Foley back in the day, throwing down thumbtacks, throwing people on them, setting tables on fire, throwing people through them, throwing somebody off the top of a case through a table. Can't do that no more. Like, and that's...
What is this, then?
Multiple personalities.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, wrestling, yeah. A lot of fun things they took away a long time ago.
And that, they took all our bad stuff away.
They started treating the women better, which was fine. I'm happy for that. But all the other stuff that the dudes could do, there's no reason to take that away. Mm. But they did. And that started the decline. Then bad business practices, as we've said before with John Oliver, even said it. And... it's now led to a decline in sales, decline in ratings, and people not buying their stuff. Oh, and the Saudi Arabia things.
So, yeah, what's up with the Saudi Arabia things?
So, WWE last year, no, year before last, signed a deal with the Saudi, it's either the Prince of Saudi Arabia or someone in the Saudi government, basically to have, I think it's 6 shows over there over the course of 2 years, and they got paid... $49 million for it, but a lot of superstars, wrestlers, don't either say no to the trip, and then, like, they have to just, they just decide to stay home. The first time everybody tried to say no, some of them did get punished if they were, like, kind of lower, like, mid-card superstars, with, like, main event people like John Cena, Daniel Bryan. These names probably mean nothing to you after I say all of them.
I know some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of the major guys, if they said no, it's fine. But it's the guys that are a little lower on the rungs that end up getting, like, punished for whatever reason.
And from that article you sent us, that was one of the main issues too, is that, like, not for lack of talent, but for lack of superstars.
Yeah, and
which is why we don't know who they are.
Yeah, and a lot of them are wanting out of their contracts. Some of them, now that AEW, which is All Elite Wrestling, which they've had several pay-per-views that have been wonderful over the past year and a half or so, and they're going to actually, like, start up and have their TV show air in October on TNT, and it's going to be direct competition for WWE, which they haven't had in, like, 20-some-odd years.
Yeah, with WCW.
And since WCW, but they bought it and made sure no one remembered it for a while. But...
so what happened with Saudi?
So WWE was scheduled to go out there for Crown Jewel. No, the Greatest Royal Rumble, which was the first one. But then a month before they were supposed to go, the journalist got killed. And like there was a petition that came up from a lot of fans and other concerned like politicians, like WWE shouldn't go over there. They shouldn't do this show. These guys are not, you know, what they say they are, and you shouldn't go out there to help promote them to the world by just accepting their money and saying, okay, yeah, sure.
Right.
And like a lot of the
WWE, John Cena's all American.
Yeah, and he said no. He hasn't gone there. He went there I think once. But that was, I'm pretty sure they gave him a lot of money. But and it
but
was
it's okay because he
lost. But he
money.
Said no ever since then. So but like even Vince McMahon's wife, Linda McMahon, she is and actually in the White House, she's the Secretary of Housing and Development, I believe if that's right. Yes. And she was getting a lot of flack because she still owned part shares in the company, and they were like kind of hounding her like, you can't do this and that. If you are going to be, you got to choose, either you're going to be a businesswoman over here or you're going to be in the president's cabinet over here.
Right. Conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Not saying a word.
Yeah. <Okay. laughs> And it's not following anybody's certain example or anything like that.
No.
But, I mean, Leslie Knope didn't teach us about this in episode 27 of Parks and Rec.
Episode number.
Wow. That was a guess.
Okay. It's like, that's legit.
Just for emphasis. Keep going.
And then, like, things from just Vince taking, like, creative interests and just creative opportunities away from, like, a whole bunch of WWE superstars, wrestlers. That's what they are. In WWE, they're called superstars. Like, not letting them try to be themselves, just lot like saying, all right, this is what you're going to do. Go out there and say, suffer and succotash. Like, who are you trying to connect to? No, he's smooth. Had someone go out there and say, suffer and succotash.
What?
Like, yes.
Like, just to exercise his power over him.
Yeah, like Roman Reigns went out there, he was cutting a promo, and he was like, this is really making me mad, it's really making me upset, like, suffering, succotash, y'all. And I was like, why? Why?
Suffering, succotash, y'all.
Like, Vince McMahon is, and even Triple H, who's Vince McMahon's, like, real-life son-in-law, in who's in charge of NXT, who's doing fine, and NXT UK, who's also doing fine, they are... He's like having a lot of frustration because it seems like he doesn't want the company to succeed or even make it past another year.
And if things I remember Triple H.
Yeah. And if things keep going the way they're going, it looks like WWE is big as they are. They're like, they're not too big to fail, but they still might fail anyway.
So did they go to Saudi Arabia or no?
They have. Four times.
Since then?
Since then. Last time, the main event was Undertaker versus Goldberg. Undertaker is 55. Goldberg is 52.
Why did I think the Undertaker died?
We go through this every
time he's mentioned.
Every time he's mentioned.
I can't not think he's dead.
Yeah, but...
Serious Mandela effect.
Yeah.
But WWE is in a decline. And if they don't change anything... History will repeat itself, but in reverse. AEW could buy out WWE, and WWE will disappear into nothingness like WCW.
Yeah. Vince McMahon definitely needs to go away. He needs to retire. He needs to disappear.
Yep.
Because his practices are ridiculous. Like the way he treats the athletes, it's insane.
Yeah.
And now he's shooting himself in the foot and taking everybody down with it.
Yeah, because he...
Oh, no, no, no.
What?
Linda McMahon is... Wait. How do you spell McMahon? Is that the right McMahon? It was the first McMahon. Right. She's the administrator of the Small Business Administration.
That's what it is.
Which is even worse that you own shares in a small business. I mean, obviously, it's not a small business anymore. Like, that's the definition of what's wrong with the government.
Yeah, you've got a big business.
You got an asshole running a big business.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then his wife is in charge of the rules
government.
For small business. No wonder it's hard for small businesses to make it because...
Not only, she owns shares in that business.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is like...
I just had to know. I had to know.
Monopoly. I mean,
I'm like, done with this
should
country.
Be, like, the reason Monopoly should be illegal is so that there is fair trade, right? There's mm-hmm. fair...
Because of these laws and these things and no one calling WWE out on it, they've been able to treat their employees, and that's what they are, employees, like mm-hmm. crap, like yeah. independent contractors, because people like her, which I don't know her life, yeah. she might not be doing nothing wrong, but I'm going to go ahead and say that she is, because it looks a little fishy.
So mm-hmm. there, you can look up tons of, hundreds of stories of all the McMahons. They... When it comes to, like, the main family, Vince, Linda, and Stephanie, they say dealing with them is like dealing with an actual devil. Like, they're all pretty ruthless and pretty cutthroat. If people say Shane McMahon's pretty, like, he's great to work with, he's still a businessman, but he's, you know, he'll level with you with a lot of things. Hmm. And that's the oldest son.
Wow. So, like, as far as, like, the...
We're on the edge of something here.
like the Monopoly thing. Like, I don't know if you guys know. We live in Centerton, Arkansas. You cannot get internet from anybody but Cox Internet because the city or whoever has cut a deal with Cox, and no one else is allowed to have internet from a different company in this town. Like, that is straight up illegal. Like, yeah. I went into AT&T and I was like, hey, I got my phone and all the other stuff with you. I want to do internet. And they were like, where you live? Da, da, da. Sorry, we can't do business in that town. I was like,
what?
They're like, yeah, we've got cables and everything. We just can't do business there because of a contract that Cox wow. has with, like, say what? Like, how is that legal?
It's not.
How is that okay? Like, just checks and balances not being checked and balanced and just people... You know, it's like the quote that says, the only thing that needs to happen for an evil man to succeed is for a good man to do nothing. And that's happening a lot in our government and nowadays. And I guess the WWE, Vince McMahon, is the perfect example of this.
One day ago, Mandatory.com posted something in the WrestleZone that says internal Trump vetting documents showed Linda McMahon with 14 red flags.
Okay.
Of which was redacted.
What did she do?
It says that the one that was redacted, where did it say? Hold on. Had to be considered in appointing her to the position of Administrator of Small Business Administration. So the one that we can't see directly affected her leadership.
Wow.
And because of this, there are rumors that she's going to be stepping down next year.
Next year, which is still 6 months away.
But the first couple, I'm just going to give you a little teaser here. It says she paid late property tax several times since 1984. Don't give a shit about that. McMahon said that some of these are not important.
Be late with all the money that they're swimming in like Scrooge McDuck.
Literally,
some of these are not important at all. The only one that's like, really, do you really have to do all that? Is the late taxes. The rest are just like some crap that she said about Trump, about some of his things that he said being deplorable, even though she's known for being a Trump supporter. And some other things. This one says, despite McMahon guaranteeing that wrestlers on steroids won't work in WWE 1993, 65 wrestlers had died from heart attacks in a 7-year span in 2004. It's like none of these really have to do anything with her. So I don't know why they are red flags in government things.
Because she's married to the man
that are letting these things happen, and she's a part of government.
Exactly.
I get that, but like, I thought it was like, what?
Oh, it's still like that.
It's messed up, but it ain't. I thought we was talking about money here. I thought we was talking about her giving WWE tax breaks and
I wouldn't doubt it.
Money Maybe. Bailouts and stuff like
making it hard for small businesses to succeed, and big businesses to thrive.
Yeah. So Lord.
Oligarchy.
Yeah. But that's about it.
Yeah, so we can't not talk about WWE and not get into some of this stuff because their hands are so dirty with it. you know, and
I hope that other business does run them out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's what happens when you go burning folks left and right.
Actually,
eventually those people are going to get together and overthrow you.
I take that back. I hope that doesn't happen, because thousands of good employees will lose their pay and they have no insurance, no retirement benefits. They will have no way to live.
Unless
because
they
you
are
have
bought
screwed
out
them
and
over.
Become employees of the new one.
Yeah.
Which would be great
Fingers
if they did,
crossed.
But it's not going to happen.
They'll find them a job. Trust me. There's
really?
Tons of places. Like, there's so
I'll
many,
hire
like,
you.
Actually, so many wrestling companies that exist in the world. Just for so long, WWE's just had an iron grip on everything.
Because they're not allowed to contract through
yeah.
those while they're contracting with WWE.
Yeah, and they went through and bought everybody out at an early stage, so they would be the one
and
on top.
And even, when was it? This past, it was either late last year or the beginning of this year, Ring of Honor, which is, they're kind of like middle tier. It's not like super indies, but it's not like really high grade professional all the time anyway. Company, but they put on good shows, and they were going to have their first show at Madison Square Garden, and WWE kind of like stepped in and was like, you don't really want to have them at Madison Square Garden. They haven't been anything before. They might not even sell out. We always sell out when we're here, and plus, you know, think about what we've done. Remember Bruno Sammartino? And then they brought out Bruno Sammartino, and then they were like, no, you guys can't have your event here. I'm sorry.
Wow. That's some underhanded, dirty stuff.
Come over here, I'm gonna fight you.
Yeah.
That's some literal Scrooge type stuff.
Yeah.
Like undercutting the con. I mean, I don't know. Some people believe the way to do business is to be ruthless, and that's the only way to get ahead. But I don't believe that at all. I think kindness is the way to go, and treat other people with respect. You know.
Ruthless got Vince here, and he thinks he still needs to be ruthless to stay there. But he's doing it like he's ruthless behind the scenes, but like in front, it's like, here's this nice little sweet package of nonsense.
Has he ever seen a movie? I mean, even one of them? The bad business guy never wins.
Yeah. You might win for a little while, like your shirt short term, but in the long term, you're not going to win.
I love that you shrugged. Like, I don't know if Vince would be watching movies. I'm not sure if he watches movies.
But yeah, that's about it I have on this. It was a lot.
Goodness.
And now, number two. The 2019 BET Awards was Sunday, and we're going to talk about those.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, because there was, not a lot, but significant things that happened.
If we gave MTV a spot last week,
We gotta give BET a pie.
We better.
Yeah. We gotta. Because MTV awards are just a drunk
money.
Fest.
Yeah.
How many Lifetime Achievement Awards does the BET give out?
One a year.
One each year.
Well, then how did Mary J. Blige and Tyler Perry get it?
He got the Icon Award.
Yeah.
Oh. She got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm.
You go, girl.
Mary J. Academy.
I've always loved you.
So, how should we start this? Should we start about talking about interesting things that happened?
Yeah.
Let's
hit them. Interesting things.
All right, let's start off with Tyler Perry then, I guess.
Of course.
With the Icon Award. So.
No.
Man.
No. We gonna start off with Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
We gonna put that girl first.
We gonna put Mary J. first.
Has she been around longer?
Yes.
Probably.
Has she been around
yes.
longer?
She's been around longer than I've been alive.
Way longer.
Well, yeah.
Mary J. Blige
I remember
is like...
listening to Mary J. back in the like when I was a teenager, but I don't know if Tyler Perry was still like, you know, working it over in Atlanta at that time.
He was working, but like I've heard his life story a lot. Like before he got his first play actually off the ground, he was staying at his mom's in her basement and he didn't have a job. And like this, someone just happened to give him a chance. And then lo and behold, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, the play.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He wasn't even born until 1969. Oh wait,
never mind. What?
I almost was going to say, Tyler Perry's older than Mary J. Blige.
Oh.
I didn't know that. He was born in 1969. She was born in 1971.
Oh, bum, bum, bum. Neat.
So, interesting little tidbit, because I got those backwards for a second in my head. But yeah, Mary J. Blige has been Wayne way before Tyler Perry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least on the scene.
Yeah,
at least on the scene. Oh, yeah, on the scene for sure.
Yeah.
So she won Lifetime Achievement Award.
She did.
Snaps for you.
Didn't hear the speech, but I'm sure it was good because it's Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just thinking, like, I used to work at a Hard Rock Cafe, and every single time, there was this one song, and I cannot think of the name of it. Every single time it come on, I just had to stop and just like.
So she tweeted, I'm going to read her tweet real quick. Mary J. Blige tweeted and said, Dr. Maya Angelou's poetry has always inspired me. I referenced her at the BET Awards last night as love, womanhood, and strength are themes I've written about. Happy to share this beautiful tribute. Make sure you connect with your loved ones too. Hashtag with a little help from, oh wow, never mind. That was the ad part. It was like hashtag a little help from Google Duo or something. So not cool, Google. But yeah, so Mary J. Blige has the Lifetime Achievement Award like Dr. Yeah. Maya Angelou.
Yeah, yeah, who is a fellow Arkansan.
Is she really?
She is. Yeah, she's from Arkansas.
I don't know.
She sure is.
I did know that one time because when the Scholastic Book Fair came to my school, they made a really big tool. No, they just made a really big deal about it. Yeah. No, she didn't come to my school. We're not that cool.
I want to say stamps.
Yeah.
Stamps, Arkansas? I want to say that
she grew up in Stamps, Arkansas.
If she grew up from Stamps, Arkansas, I'm like 15 minutes away from her. If she didn't come to my school, I'm going to be really mad.
Because we made a huge big deal about it.
Are you looking it up right now? Yes, I'm looking it up. All
right, might be a little bit different when she was a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stamps was a bad place for.
She's from St. Louis.
She grew up in Stamps. Like she. Look it up.
Hometown.
Continuing on.
Oh, my Angela, Arkansas. Look it up.
But yeah, so while
there's St. Louis,
she really she lived.
See, okay, I was born in St. Louis.
Oh, no wonder so, they don't feature that.
I always had that connection with her.
I was like, why don't they talk about this? But she was unfortunately raped by her mother's boyfriend when she was 8. So no wonder we don't
talk about it.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Moving back on. Sorry.
But she became stronger for it.
She did. And a legend, because she's not living anymore, but a legend. Yes. So some of the other winners were for best male R&B and pop artists. Bruno Mars won, which the others were, and there were John Legend, Anderson .Paak. It's two A's. It's P-A-A-K. Pike? Peak?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. As much as I love Bruno Mars, I really wish John Legend would have won.
Donald Glover was in there, and so was Chris Brown and Khalid.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad Donald Glover didn't win.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, boy, get out of here.
He needs to go away.
Agreed.
And
then, so what happened? Something happened with Nipsey Hussle. So, like, his family accepted an award. Mm-hmm. Which one did he get?
The Humanitarian Award.
Of course he did. Awesome. My heart shattered.
And DJ Khaled, Meek Mill, and Jeremiah? Yeah, what's Jeremiah? Did a tribute for Nipsey Hussle as well.
I didn't know Jeremiah was still around.
He comes and goes.
Okay.
The Viewer's Choice went to, I don't even know what that award is for. Oh, I guess for song. For Trip? By Ellie Mae? Mai?
No.
I don't know either. Best Actor went to Michael B. Jordan, actually beating out Chadwick Boseman and a slew of other. Mahershala Ali, Anthony Anderson, Denzel Washington.
That's some tough competition right there.
Yeah,
especially with everything that
Mahershala and Chadwick Boseman.
Mahershala Ali.
And Chadwick Boseman picks
which one is he?
Very like black oriented roles too.
Black Panther.
Historically.
Oh yeah.
He was Black Panther. He was Jackie Robinson.
He was James Brown?
Yeah.
He was, yeah, like he was everybody.
What else was Michael B. Jordan in recently other than Black Panther?
Creed 2.
Creed
2. Fahrenheit
9/11. Oh, yeah. HBO. Well, that wasn't that recent.
Yeah, it was this past year, I think.
I don't think. I'm not going to.
Anyway, I don't know. Keep going.
About to be potentially in a Matrix reboot. Where he plays, it's either going to be a sequel, like it's still up in there. It's either going to be a sequel and he's playing like another version of Neo. Remember how they like rebooted every once in a while? Or it's going to be a prequel and he's playing young Morpheus.
Ooh, kind of like that. Best collaboration went for Sicko Mode for Drake and Travis Scott. Young Stars Award. I don't know who any of these people are. I think they're regular people. But
probably.
Come on, man. I was expecting you folks to know who these people are.
Okay, never mind. I thought I knew who that was. Yeah, no. Well, they're stars because that's the guy from Stranger Things.
Oh.
It's they're, actually so like, they're young actors.
They're really young actors. So like actual kids. And who is?
Gotcha.
Who is?
Lucas.
Oh.
Lucas.
It's that lady. Young lady.
Huh?
What's that young lady?
Oh, yeah. She's a meme.
Yeah.
You realize the viewers can't hear or see what you're looking
at. Oh, right.
She's the one who, when she won, she stood up and now she's a meme. She was like. Yes. Just like that.
She stars in Blackish. She's like in.
What's her first name? Oh, yeah, that is her.
What's her first
name? She's the young.
Yeah. It could be Marseilla. Marseilla.
M-A-R-S. S-A-I.
How to pronounce?
Marcia Martin?
Maybe? She got my old last name.
Mary J. Blige got the Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm-hmm. The Sportsman of the Year went to Stephen Curry. Being out LeBron James. Really, there's a lot of basketball. Oh, well, Odell.
That's all right. LeBron's got Space Jam, too, so...
Is that still happening? I need that to still happen.
It is. It just started filming.
Awesome.
What? No.
Like, it's Marseille.
Marseille. Okay. Marseille Martin. Video of the Year went to Donald Glover for This Is America. Movie. Best movie went to Black Klansman. Good for Black Klansman. Beating out If Beale Street Could Talk, Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse, The Hate U Give, and Creed 2. Best New Artist, Lil Baby.
Who won?
Lil Baby. Smoothest name. International Act, Burna Boy. I don't. Some of these I'm not gonna know, just because. Some of them, I don't even think were on there. Best group went to Migos. Best gospel international, what?
Was that Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg.
What? He did a gospel album? I thought you were
going to Franklin for a minute.
No.
I was like, Kurt Franklin's still kicking.
He beat Kurt Franklin.
What?
Snoop Dogg won.
Wow.
Blessing me again. I'm going to have to listen to that after this is over.
Like, what a world we live in where Snoop Dogg has written Gin and Juice and a gospel album.
And has a show with Martha Stewart. In a Mandela universe not that long ago. There's no way. There is a glitch in the Matrix.
This is the Flashpoint world. This is what this is.
Yeah.
Best Actress went to Regina King.
Yes, it did.
Best Female R&B Pop Artist went to Beyonce. Because I think it goes to Beyonce every year. Beyonce.
Did you know that I see his face? Her husband,
Jay-Z,
is now the first $1 billion rap singer.
Really?
First $1 billion
Good
rapper.
Good for him. I own some of his clothes. I contributed, so I would like my reparations, please.
I used to live down the street from where I grew up.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn. Probably a sketchy neighborhood, but really cool.
I didn't get off of that stop very often.
Sportswoman of the Year went to Serena Williams. Congratulations.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Did she have a baby too?
She also did have a baby.
She had a baby and
three babies on each arm.
What?
That's how she wins tennis. She got three arms.
And this is her first baby. I'm just teasing. You know.
It seems like she's been out because she's been doing the family thing for a while.
Let's see. We got
what?
I don't know. I just haven't heard of her.
She just won.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm thinking of it. I don't know.
Plus, she was all over the news last year because she lost to that other girl.
Oh, yeah.
I just hadn't seen them.
What were they doing at the U.S. Open?
U.S. Open, I think.
I haven't heard from them in a while, either one of them. So I just
first of all, they call you regularly?
I'm just saying.
Venus retired. Serena's still going.
Yeah. I have a friend who met them.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Whitest dude you'll ever meet. And he asked if he could kiss her, and she said no.
Okay.
Not even like on the hand or anything. Well, I guess it's for a stranger, it's weird.
That's really weird.
James Burks, shout out to you. He also shaved his eyebrows, so.
Okay.
Yeah, only psychopaths.
I can't remember if he had eyebrows when Whoopi he Goldberg. Met her or no. She don't have to shave her eyebrows. She don't have none.
Ultimate Icon Award went to Tyler Perry. Which he gave a very inspiring speech. That was a very good speech. And there seems like for years, you know, I've known Tyler Perry's existed and know that he was always based in Atlanta, filmed all his movies in Atlanta, and was always doing all his things. I have a aunt that lives in Atlanta, and I spend summers there. There was one time on the radio, like Tyler Perry was there on a radio station. He was doing an interview, and he was talking about how he had gave all these kids like Christmas presents. He spent like $100,000, bought them like all sorts of clothes, TVs, Xboxes, PlayStations, anything he could possibly want for Christmas, and just told them to go at it. And like the first thing they went for was like all the clothes and everything, because that's what they really needed. So like every year after that, he's always donated hundreds of thousands of dollars of like clothes and things to wherever, whoever might need it.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Why are you making
me hurt? We almost moved to Atlanta. That was one of the options before we decided on Northwest Arkansas. We almost moved to Atlanta.
Cool.
A lot better acting gigs out there, but we didn't know anybody out there, so.
Understandable.
I know like one or two people, but that's not close enough to depend on them.
Also, yes. Video Director of the Year went to Karina Evans. Best New International Act. Nope. Lydia's turn.
Oh. Show Madajo. Madaji? Show Madaji.
Okay. Show Madaji, Best Male Hip Hop Artist, also went to Nipsey Hussle. So he
posthumously.
He got two awards. Best Female Hip Hop Artist went to, anybody got a guess?
Okay.
Yeah, he went to Cardi.
Okay, girl. Okay. I love Cardi, okay.
The BET Her Award went to her for Hard Place.
So ironic.
Yeah, right. Album of the Year also was Cardi B for Invasion of Privacy.
Heard.
And that is all the awards for the BET Awards.
Woo!
And yay.
Yay, everybody. That won.
Yep.
And it was nominated. I mean, that's still
within itself. Still a feat in itself. Because, mm-hmm. you know, with all the bad things that come out year round, there's only a few gems, and they want to praise you for those. I think.
Yeah, we should focus on the good and not the bad. Just let the bad. I mean, not saying that you can't put your finger on the bad and say that's bad, but focus on the good and keep our eyes on the prize.
And what's really important is like all of these people, I mean, obviously there are some in there that aren't the case, but the majority of these people that have won, you know, awards for all of these things, like have taken into consideration all of the bad and are trying to make a difference in that. I mean, you've got Tyler Perry, you've got Nipsey Hussle, who was doing so much for the world. They're like, they're taking this bad and they're trying to make it better.
Yeah.
So keep it going.
Yeah. Especially when they had overwhelming opportunity to be just like everybody else, quote unquote, you know, Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it could come out that Tyler Perry was, you know, one of those other guys that are in the news right now for doing inappropriate things, but he's not. You know, he's getting on stage and thanking, you know, everyone who's been a part of his journey. So kudos to you guys and gals.
Much respect.
For Shirzy.
The last Madea movie comes out this fall.
The last one ever?
The last one for Madea, yeah.
What is it?
Madea's Funeral.
Madea's Funeral?
Yeah, it's the last Madea movie. He said he did it like 2 years ago, but he put it on hold because he wanted to do Boo 2 and Madea's Family Funeral. And now this last one, the thing's supposed to come out this fall. It's going to be Madea's last movie. It's her funeral.
Wow. Watch Madea Boo 3 is going to be like her resurrection.
That's funny.
So, number three. Can we get that sound effect again?
Oh.
Oh, you're not talking to me.
No. No, not at all. Stranger Things 3 is July 4th. Today is Tuesday, the 25th. So, about a week and a half, it's going to drop on Netflix. And leading up to it, I just want to mention all the crazy promos that are happening right now. In typical 1980s fashion, everything is like supporting some commercial thing to do with the show. I just want to put this out there. I will be putting this together. Hopefully, I hope to do it on camera and post it that we're going to do this, and hopefully it'll be ready for our Stranger Things 3 review. With the nice bushy hair that Dustin will have.
As you can see, it's not planted yet, so he's got a full 10 days to get this done.
Yeah.
Will it take that long?
It'll take that long to even grow.
And
if you planted it today.
We've been planning a game night for the past several weeks with Stranger Things Monopoly.
Where'd you get all those cool things?
I know, it's like some amazing person gave it to me for Christmas, and it still hasn't been opened, and it's June. It's almost July. I've been saving it for such an occasion as these.
And also, we've got these from a couple Christmases ago.
Yeah.
Or actually, maybe this Christmas. I can't
just
remember.
I'm going to leave Dustin out there.
Well, we need a Dustin because we don't have a Funko Dustin, so yeah.
Yeah,
Netflix.
Netflix.
Brothers.
Send us.
Hit us up.
Yeah. Not Russo Brothers. Duffer Brothers.
Duffer Brothers.
Yep.
Netflix. All y'all's. Sean Levy. You go hit us up.
So some of the other things that they've got going on, I don't know if you've seen the Upside Down Whopper, which I have to eat just because like people are like, oh, this is the dumbest thing. All they did was swap the buns around and it's upside down. Which is hilarious to me.
It is.
Like, that's so hilarious. Like, just cheesy. I love it. And Nike has an entire line of 1985 gear that is based on Stranger Things, from sneakers to jerseys to hats, the whole nine. There's a Snapchat filter.
What? Already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's out yet, but it's supposed to be out. Like one of the things I saw said it turned Wrigley Field into the Upside Down, or supposed to turn whatever you're looking at into the Upside Down. Baskin Robbins has an ice cream, like a Demogorgon sundae. It's like in a waffle cone, and it's got the thing and then blood in the middle, so it looks like the Demogorgon. It's kind of cool.
Whose blood do they use?
It's like berry juice. So... and I just want to give Lydia a shout out for her very retro look today. So also, Baskin Robbins is not stopping there. They've got, I want to say there's like a whole nother upside down flavor or something. But also, there is a limited edition Steve Funko Pop.
Yum.
That you can get. Wow, I was not expecting that. that you can only get at Baskin Robbins. So.
Is there a Baskin Robbins here?
No, I think so.
No. We have a Dunkin' Donuts, but there's no Baskin Robbins in it. That aggravates me.
What do you do in Northwest Arkansas? Get it together.
For real. So, also, who remembers New Coke?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I forgot you guys.
We're youngsters. I know what that newfangled New Coke is.
So, yeah, I'm old enough where I drank New Coke and Crystal Pepsi and all that.
I remember Crystal Pepsi. That one.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, all those went away. There was New Coke, and it was like, which is why everything you see now is like original formula, blah, 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 blah. Because they have a new formula. It was New Coke. It was like a new version of Coke.
When they stopped including cocaine?
No. No, but it was a new flavor of Coke called New Coke, and everybody hated it, and it just went away.
Kind of like the Berry Dr. Pepper-ish they got going?
No, like that's like a limited edition. New Coke was supposed to be like a new line of Coke.
Oh, but they're just bringing it back because it was an 80s thing.
Exactly, yeah.
I get it now.
And Hasbro has some retro games that they're re-releasing under Stranger Things. They've got like a D&D starter set, which is pretty cool.
I've seen that. Yeah.
And there's a classic arcade game bundle that's like one of those little arcade game deals that you play, and it's got like, you know, a Frogger and all that kind of stuff on it. And then, of course, there's a Lego set. It's like the Upside Down or something like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yep, all those cool stuff. And I'm sure there's a lot more that I'm missing, but... Yeah, if you want to send me some Stranger Things stuff, I would love it. So
he won't open it, but he'll love it.
I'll love it from a distance.
Shots fired.
I'll play with it.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Oh, wow.
Stranger Things.
But just to talk about Stranger Things a little bit, I don't know if you have anything to mention, Quinn, but I just want to talk about... some different things. So not only is season 3 about to release, but Sean Levy, who's a producer for Stranger Things, has confirmed that there will be a season 4 already. So that's already confirmed. Netflix hasn't confirmed it, but they did predict that it would go 4 to 5 seasons.
Yeah, that's right.
So we are looking for a full 2 seasons after this season airs. So we're pretty excited about that.
Hallelujah. Makes me want to sing a Snoop Dogg spiritual.
Oh my gosh.
If you saw the last segment, you'd get that joke.
For sure.
Why does that exist?
Bless it again. Okay. But Sean Levy also released to his Instagram or Twitter, maybe both, a picture that hasn't been released otherwise,
really?
Of Hawkins Community Pool. So it's looking like we're going to get some features of some different sets than what we've seen on the actual trailers. Mm-hmm. So pretty excited to be Starport Mall,
the fair.
Right, but that's in the trailer.
Right, so we've seen all those things. That's where I was mentioning some of the places in the trailer.
Yeah, gotcha. So we haven't seen Hawkins Community Pool that I saw, at least in the trailers.
Oh, well, yeah, because Billy is a lifeguard there.
He's a lifeguard. Yeah,
speaking of Billy, episode 3, The Case of the Missing Lifeguard.
Yeah.
And as we saw on the trailer, teaser, whatever you want to call it, that Billy is obviously getting some Demogorg in him. That he's obviously the lifeguard that we're missing here.
Very possibly, because if you talk about episode names, what's the episode 1?
Susie. Do you copy?
Yeah, we don't know who Susie is yet.
But
one of the mom's names is Suzanne or something like
that. Wow, you ain't got no thunder to steal, huh?
My bad. Anyways, so it's not likely that'll be Susie, because she's an adult, and why would the kids be calling her Susie? Because
unless it's another adult.
Well, the show is through the lens of the kids, though, so I would expect it would be another kid. Unless we're talking about Hopper, I guess. I don't know.
Who has a radio.
Bum, bum, bum.
So, theory is, there's a couple different ones, that Susie is the mom, which is Billy's mom. Suzanne.
Really?
Susan or Suzanne is Billy and Max's mom.
Really? Oh, okay.
Or Max's mom, Billy's stepmom. So the theory is that it's Hopper looking for Susie, and that he is actually that's who Hopper has been with this whole time, and it's not really Will's mom. Because we've never seen them actually together.
Yeah, because it shows her at home and then him like on being stood up from a date or something like that.
So that he's trying to reach out to Susie.
Wow.
But so that's one theory. Another theory.
I wonder if maybe she's like a new dispatcher or a new deputy there.
And could be. Could be anything.
Yeah, because Winona Ryder's character, I forget her name. Help me out. Anybody remember her
name? Nope, just keep going.
She is obviously still
Mrs.
getting
Byers.
Over. Yeah. She's obviously still getting over Sean Astin's character,
Bob's
death from last season.
Right. So another theory is that Susie is the Steve's coworker that we see in the mall looking out the window, that it's kind of that situation going on. So that's a theory as well. Other episode titles other than Susie, Do You Copy? Is The Mall Rats, The Case of the Missing Lifeguard, The Sauce Test. The Sauna. The Sauna Test. I'm so sorry. Community Pool Sauna. Here we go. The Source, The Birthday, The Bite, and The Battle of Starcourt. So, let us know. I am super interested to see what theories that you guys have latched onto and who you think Susie is. Obviously, that's the number one interest right now, as they haven't mentioned anyone else called Susie specifically in past episodes. And I don't know if I can wait until the 4th to figure out who it is.
Mm-hmm. So
doesn't it release on the 4th?
Yeah, it does.
That's what I thought. I can't wait that long. Y'all give me some inside scoop.
So another thing that's going on is we obviously see that Billy has some sort of infection, and rats have played heavily in the promo material. So it's possible, and it seems like from the new trailer that released the other day, that the Demogorgon or some, you know, they said they keep referring to it as him.
Now they have. Mm-hmm. That is a this season thing.
Yeah. So there's some big bad that came across from the Upside Down and is now locked in the real world with them somehow or something. And he seems to be infecting some of the other characters. And that could be how he's able to speak.
Right, which is why when he's going into Billy, it says a new host.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, we're talking demonic.
Yeah. And there's one I forget what the character name, but there's a shot from the last trailer. The guy was kind of zombie crazed looking, walking through the mall with the flashing lights or whatever. And so he could potentially be zombified and like possessed by this Demogorgon or whatever it is this season.
Wasn't that Billy?
Mm-hmm.
That was Billy.
No, there's another guy. It was blonde hair.
Blonde hair, crazy look in his eyes.
Yeah.
Blue shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and it seems like something like the Battle for Starcourt is also a reference to Dawn of the Dead. One of the dead movies. I think it's Dawn of the Dead, where there were zombies in a mall.
Mm, ow.
You all right there?
Nope.
It's okay. We're all good. I hope.
So it seems like there's some sort of infection going around, and that's another theory.
I am so excited to see how the conspiracy ties into this one, because this one seems so much more real deal scary horror.
Mm-hmm.
But we know by the Terminator looking guy, Quinn, you mentioned that he looks kind of Terminator-esque. That guy and the bald guy with the beard being in it again, that somehow the conspiracy is still tied together.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait. And I'm so excited to see how they tie it all together.
It seems like it's gotten a lot bigger too, because we see
the
Ghostbuster-ish
looks.
More people coming into back to Hawkins, like government type people.
Yeah, all the helicopters flying in. What's this green stuff he's pulling out of there?
Right, yeah, and the big laser type thing, like they're opening a new portal.
What on earth was that? This show did not start off that way. It is slowly getting to a bit ridiculous. The big old giant laser. That's all I know.
Well, they did. I mean, in season one, they did have a portal open to another world.
They did.
She was using salt baths and all that kind of stuff.
But now it looks like they're just trying to. I don't know what they're showing. Yeah.
They've included Ghostbusters somehow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last season they hinted at the Ghostbusters and stuff. So I think it's connected. I think it's within reason.
Bill Murray shows up, I lose my stuff.
Yeah, for real.
He'll
be like the mayor next season.
No, we can't change it from what's his face?
Cariels.
Cariels.
He can get eight.
L's.
He can get eight like Bob.
How'd you say? L's.
I think it's L's. Cariels.
Well, I mean, you know we ain't mad that he's in it. I mean, I wonder if this whole time he's actually been building up an immune system to the Demogorgon.
Oh my god. Princess Bride reference. I do not think that word means what you think that word means.
It does.
All right. Anything else on the things that are stranger?
I'm super excited. It's just getting bigger and crazier and
that's the way we like it.
Also, another thing that we had a brief glimpse of, the other experiments. Last season, remember, Eleven went and met another girl, and there was a brief clip in one of the trailers of them two together again.
What? So
there could potentially be those, all the experiments coming together. Fight the big bad, or
do it.
And
well, you've already done it.
We didn't mention that the kids are obviously growing apart somewhat, and so that's another bit of drama going on.
Well, I can't decide if it's Dustin or Will that is not wanting things to change. Because I can see why Will wouldn't, because he knows that something is still going on inside of him. He knows that something's not right. He keeps
touching the back of his neck like something's going on.
Spidey senses. He was there. He was in the upside down.
Right, yeah.
He knows when stuff's going down. Mm. So, are you touching your neck? Is something coming?
I'm thinking, maybe he
don't think like this.
Well, he doesn't have a beard, so he can't think like this anymore.
Such a nice beard. It's all gone. Yeah. I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's Will, but also Dustin, because Dustin's like...
Yeah, because it shows... I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
It's just like he wants all his friends to be around. He wants to have fun all the time, but they're growing up.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's coming home from summer camp. And it shows in one scene, he's trying to do something out in the field, and they basically just walk away and leave him. But then there's another clip where they're all raising the antenna, you know, like the Battle of Iwo Jima or something.
Yeah.
She's got this post-it notes on her fingernails. So anyway, anybody got anything else?
Think that is it for me.
All I know is I'm super excited, and I haven't even really dug deep into theories and stuff. Like this time last year, we were deep into Stranger Things theories, and so we'll get into that more, and we'll have more to talk about when we do our Stranger Things coverage, of course, and maybe even a little bit to talk about when we put this together. So, is that all you guys got?
Yeah, for the fifth time, yeah.
All right, so once again, we'd like to say thanks for joining us by YouTube and or podcast. If you want to keep the conversation going and or support the show, you can, of course, comment below, but you can also find all the information in the episode notes or the website at www.broken.picturesno.com. And don't forget, you can leave us voice messages and or questions that we can play on the show. I'm saying and or a whole lot. You can go to www.anchor.fm/The FOMO Show to talk to us. And YouTube viewers, please like and subscribe and tag that little bell icon to get notifications when we put out a new episode. And podcast listeners, if you would please give us 5 stars in your podcast app, that'll help people find us. This is Dylan.
And I'm Lydia.
This is Beardless Quinn.
And we'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.